Well, I think we have to consider the game changers that are working against us and the ones that are working in our favor. Basically, we've got the increase in population. It's still happening, but it is. We can see the peak is in sight. So fertility is declining. Development, which is the best contraceptive, is encouraging that trend. So that's a good thing. But that said, we are looking at an extra 3 billion mouths to feed by the end of the century. So that's a game changer. That's more people than have ever had to be fed before. Then we also have this shift in diets. As countries industrialize, their people tend to shift towards a more Western protein-heavy diet. So that means that although the population is only going up by a further 3 billion, things like the demand for meat is going to double by 2050. So that's a game changer as well. And then, of course, we have climate change to contend with at the same time. So we have this unprecedented combination of game-changing threats, as it were. On the other side, we have the potential game changers of new technologies, of new agricultural techniques, of new combinations, as I just was talking about earlier. And we see many of those on display at this event, and potentially, I don't know which one of those is going to be the game changer that will help or the game changers that will help, but as I pointed out in my remarks earlier, there is a good history of this in agriculture. Things that people didn't think were possible turned out to be possible, farming the Cerrado, producing more than half of our fish through farming, producing fertilizer from the air. So essentially, we need another couple of game changers in that vein so that we can deal with this unprecedented trio of difficulties.